News.
Union changes developing nicely.
New Hall of Fame.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With the 5:30 news headlines, I'm Claire Mully.
And I'm Hannah Franklin. The redevelopment of the Students' Association building, the plans for which were released yesterday, edged closer with the University Court's agreement to invest over £400,000 in detailed designs for a thorough revamp of the building. It is hoped that work on the redevelopment will begin in 2013 with a budget of up to £12 million to create a greener and more sustainable building with more specialised venues and facilities. Union President Patrick O'Hare admitted that the investment in the building was overdue, but said he was delighted that the plans and the support that they have received from the University Court. For more information on the redevelopment, see the news page of the Star website.
On the heels of the 600th anniversary celebrations, it was decided that the hall previously named New Hall as a temporary measure on its construction should finally have a more permanent sounding name. A panel has been put together consisting of university members, students, alumni and staff, and nominations are welcome from university members, New Hall alumni and local inhabitants. Suggestions already put forward include prestigious names in the university's history, such as Agnes Forbes Blackadder and David Brewster.
St Andrew's students were protesting today at the Quaker Oats factory in Cooper due to a visit there from Prime Minister David Cameron. The group of 11, including representatives from the Students' Association, were voicing their concerns about the Conservative policy of austerity and public sector cuts, chanting, "Quaker Oats for the masses, not just the ruling classes." The Prime Minister's visit follows statements made by him this morning in Edinburgh on the issue of Scottish independence, telling reporters he felt a split in the union would be deeply, deeply sad. Anti-cuts protesters were also outside St Andrew's house where he was speaking, resulting in one arrest.
It can now be confirmed that the restaurant chain Nando's will be opening a restaurant in St Andrew's, but is not scheduled to happen for more than a year. A spokesman for the Portuguese-themed chain told Star News that we aim to in the second half of 2013. Rumours about the location have centred around the former Little John's on Market Street, but pub chain Wetherspoons have confirmed they are in talks to take over the site. Nando's are yet to announce their location.
The midweek Saints sports schedule brought the usual mix of good and bad for St Andrew's teams. There were disappointing defeats for the three Saints rugby teams, while the basketball women's first also slipped defeat away to Edinburgh second. On the other side of the coin, the netball first won 27-26 away to Dundee, and the fencing men's first cruised to victory over Loughborough, while the football and hockey women's first and the tennis men's seconds also recorded good wins.
Those are today's headlines. There's more news in an hour or online anytime on the news pages of the Star website.